Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Alan, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Fine. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. The reality is that the unemployment figures are a reflection of what's already out there. I'm pretty sure that as an organization, you didn't need to be told how bad the employment figures are.
No, we don't need to be told that, surely, because unemployment is, in fact, just one of the reasons that so many people go hungry in South Africa. And of course, in order to solve the problem, which we believe is solvable, unemployment and instituting initiatives that will create employment are, of course, incredibly important.
How many people does your organization, how many meals are you doing per day, per week, or whatever it would be?
Yeah. Lockdown, so that's about, 15 months or so, we've done 8 million meals. And just to give you some sort of idea of the, you know, the efficiency in which we're able to work at the moment through the support of so many people, after the riot, we got involved in the emergency relief operation. And in 6 weeks in Durban, we and surrounds, we delivered just under 1 million meals. So the fact of the matter is we do this because there is a need, and we do it because of the help and collaboration with so many amazing people in this country. But the fact is, this is a charity organization we are, and we work with many other organizations to give out charity, but we have to understand that charity, while absolutely crucial at the moment in South Africa, because otherwise people would literally starve to death in their tens of thousands. I mean, it's a fact that the NGO space, without it, there would be absolute mayhem in this country. But it does not end hunger. Charity does not end hunger. It feeds people in the moment, but the thing that ends hunger is involvement and change in systemic issues. I mean, you know, the government, as we know in the Constitution of South Africa, Section 27, it states very clearly that every South African has the right to access enough food. I mean, that's in our Constitution. And the government is just not fulfilling this, and they could.
Why do you say with confidence that they could?
Well, you know, there are many issues. For example, there are issues that could be dealt with in terms of just at ministerial level. I mean, for a small example, I mean, it's an important issue, but it's just one of the examples, is that there are three ministries at the moment, forestries and fisheries, health, and agriculture, that deal with food and the food chain and the distribution of food through South Africa. Now, when you have 20 million people who are going to bed hungry every night, surely the question of food deserves its own ministry, a department that would be efficient, that would know what has to be done on
and,
a daily
and
basis.
And who would be responsible. And I think that, yeah, that's what it is, who has ownership over it, accountability.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a fascinating thing. I went to a talk once, and I'd love your thoughts on it, where they said there actually isn't a global shortage. It's just really all about the logistics.
Yeah, absolutely, and our country is no different. I mean, as you know, based on that figure of around 20 million people who are going hungry every day, there are 10 million tons of food that goes to waste in this country every year. Just to put that in perspective, I mean, in our industry, there's round about 300 grams per meal. That's how we measure. And based on those figures, I mean, 10 million tons translates to 28 billion, with a B, meals a year. And if you take the number of hungry people and they needed three meals a day, it comes to about 22 billion meals a year. So there's a massive surplus of food in South Africa. And the fact that this surplus is not in many ways being redirected officially, by official means, is actually really nothing other than a disgrace and a catastrophe.
Mm. So would you say that to a large extent, SA Harvest is about, is actually a logistics business? It's getting food to plates in front of people who need it.
No, absolutely correct. It is a logistics business. Mm. I mean, the fact of the matter is we've been very careful. One of our first priorities was to build a digital platform that does exactly that. It becomes a way of working out the most efficient way of getting food to various beneficiaries all over the country. And that is, as you say, logistics. And the interesting thing is there's no single organization, not the government, no NGO, that has enough material or money to do those logistics themselves. I mean, you can't buy enough trucks to do that. So part of what we do is collaboration with logistics companies that provide us services either for pro bono in terms of backloads. Mm-hmm. Often they have very empty backloads.
Right.
Or they actually just donate us their logistics capability. And that's how we manage to do Durban so quickly and the Natal area so quickly through very amazing logistics companies who gave us transport there and transport within the organization, within the region to do it.
Just finally going back to the unemployment situation, when you see figures like that, although, as I said, as we started the interview with, you know what's out there. So these figures actually are just a reflection of what you're seeing already. But are you seeing things slightly improving, staying the same, or getting worse in the next quarter?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to go through something with you that actually answers that. I mean,
sure.
The effect that COVID has had.
Mm.
So the South African Child Gate, which is brought out annually by the Children's Institute at the University of Cape Town, did a study recently, actually at the end of 2020 it came out, are focused on nutrition and security. But let's just go through this.
Yeah.
1 in 4 children in South Africa under the age of 5 is stunted, which is the sign of chronic undernutrition. And this has remained unchanged for the last 20 years. They find that also that 30% of South Africa's children live below the poverty line, which means being in a household with a per capita income of less than 571 rand per month. Now, the interesting thing is how COVID has exacerbated this.
Right.
One is people have lost jobs. Hugely.
Mm.
I mean, 3 million jobs have been lost over the COVID period. So what that does, obviously, it exacerbates, you know, in our society where mothers are to the greatest extent responsible for feeding and bringing up their children, mm-hmm. we're finding that the lack of food and the lack of ability to get food is a phenomenon called shock absorbance, where mothers deliberately limit their own consumption to ensure that, you know, their children have enough to eat. And this emerged as a major phenomenon during COVID.
Fortunately, wrap it up because we've got another yes. guest waiting. But this information, absolutely, absolutely devastating when we think about what it was like even before COVID, now listening to the impact of COVID, the unemployment situation. Thankfully for organizations like SA Harvest and yourselves are doing incredible, incredible work. Apologies that we do need to leave it there.